Okay, I'm the final act today, and I'm very happy to be here because I turned in the final report to Brett Chapman on April 30th, and for the last 45 days I've been stuck in my office running these models you're about to see. So it's great to get a captive audience, and you're stuck here till 5 o'clock for me to go over all my statistical models. I promise at the end of the run here, I have a nice color-coded summary table so all of those numbers can be brought home in a pictorial type of fashion. But if you bear with me, hopefully this will make sense by the end of it. It's really not complicated. It's just we wanted to look at it in, you know, we wanted to take empiricism as serious as we could given the data that we had. And so we wanted to look at it from a variety of angles to make sure that the effects we were seeing were true effects given the statistical controls that we were able to incorporate. I'm going to start out nice and easy with some frequency breakdowns. As you see here, in the red, I highlight the red to kind of fix your eyes on the PowerPoint. I know it can be difficult to find some of the items sometimes in these tables. So real simple here, suspect injuries are running about 3-1. 30% of our cases for suspects result in an injury versus 10% or so for officers. And you'll see the N at the bottom there being different. That's, again, Gina just mentioned, we have 7 cities involved in the suspect analysis and just 6 in the officer analysis because we lost Albuquerque. Yes, sir?
Is all use of force or just CBD?
All use of force right now. So we're starting broad and we're going to narrow it down. Gene mentioned a little bit about injuries. We debated the issue, and I think at some point we'll also delve into seriousness of injuries. We wanted to start out, though, with a simple, was there an injury or not, document it. Serious injuries is a tricky proposition based on how officers document it, and you see up here relatively infrequent, as I have the broken bones, 61 cases across there with broken bones. But more than just saying broken bones is a serious injury, which can be somewhat subjective, if you compare it to lacerations, which often in previous studies got characterized as not serious. But if someone has a gash that required 62 stitches and someone else has a broken pinky, there might be a debate on what's serious. So for us to feel comfortable classifying seriousness of injuries, we're going to have to go back into the narrative accounts and see what we can glean for that. You'll also notice other here, the other category, fairly large. That's for two reasons. One, sometimes an officer said there was an injury but didn't give us enough detail or indicate what that injury was, so we couldn't classify it. The other reason was that it didn't fit one of the categories that they were documenting, and so if the suspect complained of a back spasm or nauseousness or something, a headache from landing on the ground, it didn't fit into one of the categories that they were documenting. Okay, now we're going to go to, again, just starting broad yet, looking at overall force. The reason I put this up here, we split hands-on force and some type of weapon. I know, Joe, you don't like that term, but I'm going to use it because that's the headers up here. But we split it into weapon and weaponless tactics. This slide, I'm just trying to illustrate that the bulk of the hands-on force is soft, empty hand control. Not a surprise to anyone that covers policing or that studies policing. And you see it at 11%. That's the hitting, kicking, punching types of behavior. When it comes to weapons force, you pretty much have chemical spray, OC, or you have CED. After that, it falls off the chart. The baton is an artifact at this point in terms of our 8 cities. Less than 1% of the cases involve the baton. That was the old-fashioned PR24 type or the expandable ASP, less than 1%. So when I'm talking about weapons, I'm generally talking about the CED or chemical spray, although there are still a couple hundred cases of the other types of weapons. All right, let's look a little bit now at hone in on the taser. This slide kind of kicks us off in, you see up here with the 3 columns. What we started with is we've said we wanted to parse out our case and say, give us the cases that involve no CED use at all. That was the bulk of our cases. Then we wanted to say, give us the opposite end of that, cases where only a CED was used. And then you have the middle category. In the red there, you see right off the get-go with the bivariate analysis, if a CED is used, we had a significant likelihood of a greater likelihood of injury statistically as indicated down there. 41% to 47% versus 28%, but we're just at the bivariate level now without any statistical controls, which we'll take a look at. Before doing that, though, we wanted to go into the blue there. We wanted to go into these 1826 cases and say, how are they breaking out in terms of hands and weapon with CED? So we'll go into that briefly. And we see when we do this, the bulk of CED uses is with hands only, 1,506 cases. Only 82 cases where it was used with another weapon only, although there are 238 where they're using virtually the kitchen sink approach. If you look at the percentage change here, not much. Even the chi-square is not significant, although you do have a little bit more when you have all types of force being used. Broke that down even further into if they are using it with hands, what type of hands, soft and hard. Here you see, I don't think much the great surprise, more injuries if it's hard, if they're punching, kicking, slapping, that sort of behavior, more injuries. And if we go into those 82 cases where it was used with another weapon, we don't get a lot out of this slide because you take a 3x2 table, 82 cases, your cells get small real fast, and so you got to be careful when interpreting. You see the chi-square is not significant, not much difference percentage-wise, but again, the ends are real, real small, only 3 cases there. So that moves us into the multivariate. Just looking at some of the descriptions of our net controls, the big one for us was suspect resistance, depicted here in an ordinal fashion where we indicated the highest level of resistance to control for that. The assumption being if an officer is aggressively resisting, the more they resist, the likelihood of their injury is going to go up, irrespective of the type of force that's used on them. We also ran all the models you're going to see. I ran 0-1s on all of those where I put them in as dichotomies, same findings. All the physical force comes out more significant. The only one that comes out for injuries less significant is failure to comply. They're not physically resisting in any way. They're just verbally or passively resisting. Here you see the various ways we looked at CED and other weapons to make comparisons for injury rates that I'm going to show in the multivariate models. In red, you see what I'm calling or what we're calling the base model. And that's just starting out saying, let's compare cases where a CED was used alone with other force and compare it to when there's no CED used at all. After we do that, then we say, let's split that variable out into 3 categories and see what we have comparing to none. And then we're going to take these 2 in red up here and compare them in a series of models to various forms of hands and other weapons. I'm not going to spend much time on the descriptive stats. Again, 31% of the cases an injury was occurred. The mean suspect resistance was defensive physical, which means the officer was physically resisting in a defensive mode. They weren't trying to attack the officer. They were trying to get away from the officer's control. Highlighted the base model variables again, 5% of the cases. Gene had mentioned there were 2,600 cases of taser or CED use. In our case, it is taser because all 7 cities use a taser. 5% where they used CED only, 1,826 cases where they used it with other force, and over 11,000 cases in which there was no CED used of the total 1,400 to 18. All right, model 1. I put the controls up top and I put the force emphasis down here. And what we see is confirmed in our multivariate model than what we had in the bivariate model. What this is telling us is that when a CED was used either singularly or in combination with other force, the suspect injury probability goes up, significantly so. Right there tells us 1.53 to 1.74, 53 to 74% greater likelihood of injury when a CED is used versus none. Now let's break this category out a little bit more and see what we get. We broke that other force out and we compare it to none yet as our reference category. And we see the effects remain from 1.5 to 2.19 on the high end. But the CED effects remain increase in suspect injuries. Now we collapse that variable back. We know they're related for parsimony purposes, and we're comparing it to any time a weapon was used that wasn't a CED. Effects remain 84% to over 100% greater likelihood odds-wise. It's odds ratio, what we're explaining right here. We break weapon out, And we compared the cases. Remember, chemical spray was the bulk of the weapons cases when a CED wasn't used. So we broke cases out that didn't involve it. Effects remain. And then we did a direct comparison to cases with a CED or with a chemical spray, and the odds ratios go up even more. So 2.3 times more likely, 2.7 times more likely CED versus chemical spray. We flip-flop here now, and we take the weapons into a control, and we compare against any kind of hands-on force. Effects remain 54 to 75% greater likelihood. Now we compare to cases where the bulk of the force is soft hands, so no hard hands at all. The effects remain. Our final comparison is when we look at hard hands. You see I changed the color from red to blue. Blue's indicating that there is no statistical difference when you use a CED versus hard hand tactics. So if the choice is CED versus hard hands, you don't have any statistical difference in terms of where the suspect's injured. Flip-flop the officer side of the equation now. We'll start out with the simple bivariate. A little bit different picture emerges when we look at officer injuries. And so you see here, 5% of the cases resulted in officer injuries when they only used the CED, but that goes up nearly twice percentage-wise when they don't use a CED. So you're having an opposite effect than you had in the suspects with the CED only. But you still have a substantial increase right here when CEDs used with other force for officer injuries. Quickly go into those 1567, just like we did before. We see that the bulk of the cases, again, when you use a CED, is with hands in this case. Percentages-wise, officer injuries are more likely if they use the CED with hands on as opposed to another weapon like chemical spray. So we broke this out that if anyone's interested in, boy, what combination can I use a CED with versus virtually every other combination, the effects are here one way or another when you look at them. We broke that into soft and hard. Similar to suspects, if it's hard hand, greater likelihood of injury. I don't think that's particularly shocking. Break it into the weapons, and just like before when the 82 cases, now we're down to 80 because we only have six cities, and the ends are real small. I put it up here if anyone's interested, but I wouldn't take too much out of here because of the end being so small in that 3x2 table. I'm not going to spend much time on the descriptives. Very similar to the officer, or very similar suspect and resistance in these control variables, although we're down to 10% because officers just aren't injured as much. Same thing as before. And now we run through the same sequence of models for officer injuries. We have some similarity to suspects, but also a big difference here. And the big difference is this right here. When a CED is used singularly, officer injuries, you see the negative coefficient there? Officer injuries are significantly less. And we have measures of effectiveness, which we haven't gotten to yet, but that's our next project here, is to look at taser effectiveness across these eight cities. Basic assumption we're making here is when an officer only has to use a CED and it works and it incapacitates the suspect, they slap the cuffs on, the officer doesn't become injured. Cases here where they have to use other force, they use the CED, it didn't work for some reason, one of the probes didn't go in, it missed, they have to go to other types of force, and now the probability of the injury goes up, and significantly so, as you see here. So by itself, less injuries, used with other force, more injuries, compared to none. Break it out into that other category, as we did with suspects. Two of the three, significant. One, when it's used with weapon, not significant. Again, we're comparing to none. Now let's compare it to hands. The effects remain the same as they did in the base model. Less injuries with CED only, more when it's used in combination. Same thing if we compare it to a weapon other than the CED, so impact munitions, for instance, baton usage. Direct comparison with chemical spray, Same effect, less and more. Flip-flop to hands only, same effect, less and more. Same effect if we're not dealing hard hands, so we're, for the most part, soft hands right there. We get to the hard hand comparison. Remember last time with suspects, it was blue. There was no statistical difference. In this particular case, both cases compared to hard hand tactics result in less injuries. So in this particular case, if the choice is between hard hand tactics, the CEDs resulting in less officer injuries. Here's a little fancy table. I was telling you I promised that all those stats would bring home. You have the CED only with other force, and this is your comparison group, all the none. And we broke it out across all of these categories. I even broke it out in three more models, but I figured I'd really be hitting you over the head into soft only, hard only, chemical only, not used in combination. And the effects remain the same. So you have three of the four columns here indicating an increase, officer injury by itself, or CED by itself, less officer injuries, two cases where there was a non-significant finding. When used with other force, five of the six show an increase in injuries, one non-significant finding. And finally, what does that all mean from a text perspective? As you see, I break it down into suspect and officers. The message should be fairly clear, even if you're tired at 5 o'clock at this stage. Without question, using the data from these seven cities, when an officer uses a CED either by itself or in combination with some other type of force, there's an increased probability of injury. When it comes to officer injuries, when CEDs use singularly or by itself, there's a decrease in injury. But if they have to use other forms of force with the CED, it increases the injury just as it did with the suspects. The two exceptions I put up there are with hard hands, which it's either non-significant or the CED results in less injuries. Thank you.